ranked by U.S. News & World Report among the top 10 rehabilitation hospitals in the nation, Shepherd Center specializes in medical treatment, research, and rehabilitation for people with spinal cord injury and brain injury. As a service to our community, we present Shepherd Center Radio with host Melanie Cole.
Platelet-rich plasma therapy is a relatively new treatment that can relieve pain by promoting healing of musculoskeletal conditions such as osteoarthritis of the knee, shoulder, hip, and spine, and muscle, and even tendon injuries, among others. My guest today is Dr. J. Tobias Musser. He's a physiatrist at Shepherd Pain Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Musser. Tell us a little bit about platelet-rich plasma therapy injections. What are they, and what do they help?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Melanie. So this is a relatively newer technique. It's been used in the past 15 years or so within our field, but definitely within the past 5 to 10 years, it's becoming more and more mainstream. So what this is, it's basically a technology where we can use cutting-edge centrifuges to take a sample of someone's blood, spin it down, and separate the different components of the blood that contain, in this case, contain the platelets. So your blood's contained, made of red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets, and other nutrients that travel around your body. Whenever you have an injury, there's typically some bleeding involved. And those platelets, one of the functions is to gather in the site of an injury and then basically form a blood clot, form a little scab over the injury, but also the platelets themselves release growth factors and micro hormones to the area, and that helps feed and attract stem cells. So those are the stem cells that come and repair a tissue, such as a tendon or maybe a damaged piece of cartilage or things like that. So this new technique is taking your own blood, spinning it down, and separating just the platelet portion. So we have a concentrated little syringe containing your platelets, which we then inject usually under ultrasound guidance, so we can be very precise where we're putting the medication. And we're injecting that in and around a damaged tendon or into an arthritic joint or other things like a torn muscle. And this thus helps promote healing and a quicker regeneration of the tissue, thus getting the patients back to, whether they're an athlete, getting them back to playing sports quicker, or just recovery from a strain or sprain a whole lot quicker than they would have otherwise.
So this, in a sense, is jump starting and strengthening the body's natural healing signal. How long does it take to work? How many injections do you need generally?
So this is a technique that depends on the patient and maybe their own regenerative capabilities. So probably for the older patients, sometimes we see that they need more than one injection. And also depends on the type of injury that someone's had. So if they've had a relatively more severe injury to a tendon, per se, they may need up to 3 injections over a year, over a 6-month period of time. But for the vast majority of people, especially for arthritis of the knees or other joints, we typically see them benefiting just from one injection. It takes about anywhere from a month to up to 6 months, really, to see a benefit from that. So it's not a thing that I'm going to be expecting a result very quickly. Because it takes your body time to heal. Usually from any injury, it takes 4 to 6 weeks for you to really recover. So it is speeding things up, but it's not that quick that you're going to be seeing a result within a week or two. So definitely patients have to be patient, but they're more understanding because they understand we're trying to regenerate tissue and we're not just trying to inject the typical medications that are prescribed right now would be like a corticosteroid or an anti-inflammatory type of medication. Those aren't actually promoting any healing, and actually they could be making the health of your tissues worse with repeated injections. So this is really the only thing that's routinely done now in sports medicine clinics and pain clinics that can actually help heal up your different parts of your body that have either torn tendons or arthritis and cartilage, things like that.
So as it heals the musculoskeletal injury or whatever has happened, your pain is thereby reduced. Do you need to be on pain meds or those anti-inflammatories or, steroids or something while this takes effect?
Good question. You're definitely actually going to have increased pain maybe for a week after the procedure. A lot of times we're injecting these platelets into a tendon that's torn, and that by itself is going to cause some discomfort. The way this works is it's also stimulating your body to refocus its healing efforts on whatever region of the body you injected. And that usually takes some or creates some inflammation in general. So patients actually should expect a little bit increased discomfort for the good, you know, for the good part of the first week. And that's normal. So yes, they're probably going to need some type of a pain medication for maybe the first week. We try to have them not actually take the anti-inflammatory medications or any oral steroids, because that would actually be contraindicated in this procedure, because we're trying to actually promote some healthy inflammation and not inhibit it. And the goal, though, once the tendon is healed or the arthritis pain is much improved, you know, the goal of all these procedures is to get patients off the pain medications that they're currently on.
So tell us about some of the most promising new treatments in interventional spine and pain medicine aside from PRP.
Yeah, so I think even the newer things beyond PRP, I think what we're going to be looking at within the next 5 years is more focus on stem cell injections. So PRP is kind of, it's not old school technology yet, but it's definitely something that is going to be probably replaced or used in combination with stem cells. So this would be harvesting someone's own stem cells, maybe mixing it with the platelets, but then injecting these stem cells into your own intervertebral disc, especially, that could be either torn or just aged and degenerating. There is more and more literature and more studies currently ongoing showing very positive results with intradiscal injections of stem cells and platelet-rich plasma. I think that's a really exciting time to be in, to see the evolution and success of these injections in the medical literature. This is hopefully going to really help and prevent a lot of unneeded spine surgeries or surgeries that, you know, just wouldn't be needed in general because the patients are much better. In the spine surgery and complications from that can lead to a lot of disability and chronic pain. So we really want the spine surgeons to be seeing the patients as a last resort. So, you know, regenerative techniques to help with aging discs, that this is a really promising new avenue for treating chronic spine disease.
Tell us what's distinctive about Shepherd Pain Institute's approach to treating chronic pain and why people should consider coming there if they're suffering from chronic pain.
Sure. So the Shepherd Pain Institute, this was created because there was a huge need for our own patients that come to the inpatient side of the hospital. So those patients are those who have had a severe brain injury or a spinal cord injury or other catastrophic injuries, like a lot of polytrauma accidents. So those patients typically have a lot of pain. So we definitely service those patients. But we also service patients that aren't our typical Shepherd patients, those who just have arthritic joints or just chronic low back pain or headaches, things like that. Well, so what we do is we're able to work together we have a comprehensive team that's in our clinic. We have some pain psychologists, and they do a lot of helping patients cope with their chronic pain issues. They also have experience and teach patients how to do mindfulness meditation and biofeedback, which probably would be a whole other talk for you. We also have a manual physical therapist that works directly hands-on with the patient. But what's unique about all that is all within our own clinic itself, and we're not outsourcing to other clinics to get those services done. So therefore, we have very tight coordination and communication behind the patient and the medical team that's following the patient. So we're able to really get results a whole lot quicker with a whole lot less effort than if we were to outsource all those things. And overall, that makes us very comprehensive with how we're approaching patients. We talk about the diet and nutrition, sleep and the mood and their family situation, you know, all those things that can really affect someone's life and as well as their chronic pain and how they're coping with it. And that's all very important.
It certainly is. Thank you so much, Dr. Musser, for being with us today. You're listening to Shepherd Center Radio. And for more information, you can go to shepherd.org. That's shepherd.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.